what you're actually hiring. Chief of staff is a real human role, and borrowing the title means borrowing the shape of the job, including the part where you end up managing a manager rather than operating a tool. A real job, not a metaphor. Chief of staff is a position that humans hold. A chief executive has one, a politician has one. It is a defined role with a recognizable shape, and that shape is the most useful thing on offer here, more useful than any of the tooling that follows from it. The role is not an assistant with a better title, and it is not seniority by proximity. A chief of staff to a principal does not review the legal paperwork. There is a lawyer who does that. They do not book the venue, write the press line, or reconcile the accounts. There are people for each of those. What they hold is the principal's world. What is true right now? What needs a decision this week? Who is waiting on whom? And which of the specialists around the principal should be holding each open thread? That is a coordination job. Almost all of its value is judgment about what surfaces and when, and almost none of it is execution. What a chief of staff system is sets out the function in full. Why the analogy is load-bearing. Building the system as closely as possible to how the role works with people in it is not decoration. It is the reason the design holds together. Every question that arrives later, should this agent hold that credential, should it act now or ask first, who is accountable when it gets something wrong, already has an answer in the human version of the job, and that answer is usually the right one. An analogy that keeps paying out like that is not really an analogy anymore. It is the specification. The naming follows the same logic. The specialists on the team are called curators, and the word works in two directions at once. It tells the human what to expect, something with a defined remit that tends one domain carefully, and it tells the chief of staff what to expect of its own team members. Not something that does a lot, but something that does one thing with care and declines the rest. Ask an agent for a favor outside its brief and it will try. Ask a curator and it should say no. Manager, not operator, is the architecture that naming describes, a chief of staff with no tool access at all, and a team of chartered specialists with the narrowest possible hands. What changes on day one? Hiring a chief of staff is not the same as buying a tool. A tool waits to be used and does exactly what it is pointed at. This does not, and three things follow. You are managing a manager. Most of what the chief of staff produces is delegation and synthesis, not work product. Judging it means judging routing decisions. Did the right specialist get this? Was the summary faithful? Was the thing it chose not to surface actually unimportant? Which is a different skill from judging a document. Defining remits becomes the work. The useful hours go into charters, standing rules, and what a team member is not allowed to do. That effort compounds. Writing cleverer prompts does not. Its picture of your world is your responsibility. It knows only what reached it. A decision taken somewhere it could not see is a decision it will contradict later, confidently. The wrong first question. What can it do for me? Is the question everyone opens with, and it is the wrong one because it invites a list of tasks and produces a tool. The question that produces a chief of staff is narrower. Which of my problems are coherence problems and which are specialist problems? Coherence problems are the ones where nothing is technically hard and everything gets dropped. The thread that went quiet, the commitment made aloud in a meeting and never written down. The four ventures, each of which looks fine on its own. Specialist problems are the ones that need a lawyer, an engineer, a designer, an accountant. The chief of staff exists for the first pile and roots the second. get that split wrong, and the disappointment is predictable. It becomes a slower interface to work you could have done directly, and it never becomes the thing that keeps the whole picture straight. Nobody hires a chief of staff to draft the contract. What you stop carrying. Get it right. And the difference is not that more gets done. It is that less of it depends on you remembering. The thread that went quiet gets surfaced before it goes cold. A commitment made aloud in a meeting is written down while the meeting is still running. Four ventures get read against one another every morning by something that noticed on Tuesday, which one had gone still and says so on Wednesday. A decision taken 6 weeks ago is still on the record the day it becomes relevant again. None of that is work you were doing badly. It is work you were doing instead of the work only you can do, and it is the first thing a chief of staff takes off you. This was what you're actually hiring from chiefofstaff.io.